This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the fool and the classy one. Don and Mike.
Drug dealers, prostitutes, pimps, gamblers, non-Republicans.
That answer is false.
Oh, that is so funny.
Thank you, baby.
What not?
I'm not even going to comment and try to find anybody here listening to our show now that was idiotic to get up in the middle of the night and wait outside for the new Air Jordans.
Oh, my God.
You heard about that?
No, I haven't.
It's the 23rd anniversary of Air Jordan.
Okay.
And the shoes cost $230. There were only 23 pairs of shoes allocated to, I believe, 23 stores.
Supply and demand.
One of those stores was here in D.C. Ugh. And this morning, poor Tony Perkins. It must be a penance,
right?
Because he appeared on our show last week.
They sent him out there.
They had him standing in line with a combination of people that were going to sell these shoes on eBay, mm-hmm. and white kids talking black,
right?
Who just wanted to be yo first with the shoes. You know what I mean? Yo,
was it the mall at Atlanta? No, Columbia.
Columbia.
The mall at Columbia is where they had him today.
Was it like a Foot Locker, that kind
of
place?
Yeah, but it's not called Foot Locker. It was called something else. The funny thing about it is you know, after the initial lottery drawing at 7 o'clock.
Was it Foot Action?
I don't think so.
Was it Champs?
No.
Foot Action is a website.
Isn't Foot Action a store?
The website.
There was Foot Locker.
Foot Locker.
Foot Locker.
Hot Foot Action. But after the initial giveaway, he had to be there for 2 hours to talk to retarded people and do the weather in another location.
$200 plus for shoes?
And I saw him on the Today Show. I saw the shoes. And as far as Air Jordans go,
mm-hmm. How are they?
And they're kind of queer looking.
So they will be on eBay then because it's the whole supply and demand thing.
Come on over. Here we go. What's your name?
My name is Drew.
And do you collect the shoes?
I collect some of the shoes, yes. Yes, I do.
You're going to keep them? You're going to sell them?
Actually, I haven't decided yet, man.
All right. Congratulations. You're going to try and get your size?
Yes, I am.
There you go. Go on in. Thank you very much.
Right. And this was a giveaway.
Congratulations. No.
Oh, they had to pay for them.
Yeah. People waited in line last night here in D.C. when the temperature was 11 degrees. People waited in line like they were buying a Wii or like an iPhone or something.
And in what, like less than 6 months, they'll be $59?
Yeah.
Maybe less than that?
Of course.
And there's number 23 right now. Congratulations, man. What size did you get?
I got a 7.5. It ain't my size, but like I said, I don't wear them anyway, so they're going to go up in the collector's shelf and collect dust in a case or something.
All right. Well, don't get them too dusty.
Clean them up. Get them too dusty. I'll back them off every time if I got to, you know.
All right. Congratulations, man.
Okay, you're retarded. Back to you in the studio.
Okay, you unbelievable idiot. I didn't know that there were sneaker collectors.
In Atlanta? And also Chicago, fisticuffs when person number 24 got in line.
Sure. God. We are so doomed. We are doomed in this country.
I can't, you know, I mean, I don't know. Never mind. I've waited in line for an iPhone, so what do
I mean? Well, wait a minute, though. The game, like, let's use the game systems as an example.
Okay.
With the game systems, at least, you got something you can take back, and it's going to give you hours and hours and hours of fun.
Mm-hmm. Mike, if you're a shoe fanatic, who's to say that that shoe wouldn't give you hours
you
of fun?
You had an era in your life where you were not a fanatic, but you had a very great relationship with, like, new Reeboks, right? Didn't you have to get a specific kind of Reeboks? But that wasn't like the shoe of the month.
Just a plain white. I like just
plain white ones.
You know, just plain white. Like I like the good plain white tees. Mm-hmm. I like just a plain white. Like really, what I like, Mike, is a tennis shoe,
a
slipper, a Jack Purcell.
Yeah, something Rod Laver would wear.
Something Jack Purcell with a little stripe, little smiley face, little smile on the front.
Not a tennis shoe to indicate like a sneaker, but an actual God loving tennis shoe you put out on the court.
I mean, you and I are old enough to remember when Reeboks came out, and they were a big deal. They really were.
You know, these people that were waiting in line, nobody even got the size they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because they sent 23 pairs.
That was another thing, that the mad rush afterward, after the people bought them, mm-hmm. it was almost like that thing with the brides go crazy buying the dresses.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You had people standing out front going, yo, yo, I got a size 9.
Well, I'm glad they didn't send Kim Martucci down there, because God knows they would have had her size. 17s. Where are my 17s?
Or Regis.
Hey, I'm sorry, my feet were bound.
You have a size,
like Chinese women.
Size 2.
Size 2. Size petite.
A men's size 2.
I remember back with Frito, that was when the first Air Jordans came out, and that would be 23 years ago.
Right.
That, at that point in our relationship, our money was tight, mm-hmm. and I mean, that was like deal breaker time,
mm-hmm.
Where I made a fist and said, I got to have these shoes. And she said something like, you know, we can barely afford our rent, and we only have one car, and why are we spending $150 for shoes? Because I got to have them. And I brought them home, and she said, I remember, she said, hey, those look great, bozo.
Ouch.
They were too big?
No, they look like clown shoes. They were the original ones
right.
were black and red and just a mess to wear.
Well, a sneaker is a sneaker is a sneaker. I mean, no matter what you pay for them, when you get them out of the box and you look at them, they're what? Maybe a little leather, some canvas,
mm-hmm. yeah, and
you know, and string, and it's just, that's it.
You got that guy, what's his name, that dude Starberry, who was going to sell his shoes for $15.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't think that idea ever caught on.
That didn't catch on. They made a big deal about it in the media because they were going to be, you know, selling these shoes for what they got. The cost of what it costs to make sneakers probably rivals that of soccer balls and things like that they do in the sweatshops.
Right. There are so many things that I'm sure we get ripped off on. Of course, you're right. Shoes, yes.
Shoes, sneakers are like almost number one.
Yeah. I still think, I have a feeling that every time we make a phone call, every time we use the internet, mm-hmm. even now, we're being screwed like the town pump. Because remember, well, here's what I mean.
Right.
Before the advent of satellites, mm-hmm. if you would make a long-distance phone call, it would cost you $10, $30, whatever.
Right.
Now you have some companies where if you get your cable and your internet, you get your phone all
bundle
together.
It. Right.
Pretty much, phone service really costs you nothing.
It's free.
I mean, it pretty much at this point is free. It's just how much we are being gypped. We used to pay $30 for a long distance call. Mm-hmm. Now we pay $30 for a month of unlimited service. And I have a gut feeling that it costs whoever your supplier is absolutely like 5 cents a month.
Right. Well, you know what's the equivalent of? I equate it with building a bridge. You have the initial cost of building the bridge. You put the infrastructure in, and then it's like having a toll at that bridge, and
right.
you charge people every time they go over the bridge. Once the cost of the bridge is defrayed, once you've
yes.
absorbed that cost, it is pure and 100% profit outside of the maintenance people that you have to keep around to
right.
do that, and that's nothing either.
To an extent, we all still buy into that old thing where it was, we're calling around the world, and it's going to cost a lot of money to call mm-hmm. Mexico or Canada.
No, one Dixie cup has been put here.
Yes.
They put the string everywhere. And, you know, I was going to say the cost of the maintenance. No, that's wrong, too, because when you get those guys to come out, you have to pay them extra.
Correct. Right.
So, really, there is no – once you've laid in the infrastructure, that it's pure profit. Well, isn't that why the guys like Jack Kent Cook and the guys that made their money on cable – that's why
yeah.
It's so much money, because once that's done, it's pure profit all
yeah,
the time.
And right. you just keep gypping people until they can't be gypped anymore. So what's the biggest gyp? Is it that or is it jewelry?
The markup, and Rob might argue that it's furniture also, because furniture markup is supposed to be an incredible market.
For a department store, it's cologne. That's why the fragrances are always at the door when you walk in. They're selling bottles of water, and you're paying lots and lots of money for
it. Oh, come on, Johnny Aquavelva. You absolutely bathe in that stuff,
oh,
Buzz.
Of course I
but
do.
Seriously, for like a small bottle of cologne right now would be, what, $40 to $60?
Right.
For that? I would love to know, really, in a department store, what is the top ripoff?
That is an excellent one, Buzz, because yeah. I would bet that when you get past mm-hmm. the cost of producing it,
right,
promoting it,
mm-hmm.
the actual stuff in the bottle,
mm-hmm.
what do you think, a quarter?
It's water.
That much.
25 cents?
It's mostly water and alcohol. You know what? Women's purses. another one, which I think is phenomenal market.
I will never set foot in a Coach store again.
Coach, probably one of the all-time best.
Hey, there's a dirtier word than that, my friend. It's called Prada.
Mm-hmm. Prada, huge.
I used to live in that world.
You know, I one time
I still occasionally go into that world. That's a nasty world.
About a perfume being...
That's an awful world. And as a man, you walk into the store and you say, okay, I kind of like that purse. And they say, oh, that you have excellent taste. Mm-hmm. That's $1,500.
Oh.
You know what it sounds like? That sounds like New York to me.
It's called Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, hold on.
Tyson's, too.
Does that purse fillet me? Is that purse going to give me oral?
You know, when we were going to New York every other week, do you remember the stores that I felt this way, that I literally was intimidated to even walk into?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And you can tell here are the stores you freak out when you go in. It's the stores that don't have stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stores that only have little displays.
Yep.
So in order to even see something, you're going to have to see a salesperson, and right. It's incredible.
A snooty guy.
Phenomenal.
The purses maybe are... No, it's got to be. Telephone calls, biggest ripoff. Mm-hmm. Cologne, a huge ripoff as
Sneakers
well.
Sneakers are up there, too. Even if you're charging $49, they're costing like $3 to make.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the purse thing is a racket, too.
Yeah, sure. Well, purses, you can spend thousands of dollars on a purse.
I think toll roads and bridges have got to be way up there. Do you know how much it costs to ride on the dullest toll road, the Greenway?
Yeah, but hold on a second. When you're talking, now that's the private one, but when you're, seriously, when you look at it that way, you are taking money that's actually going to be used, to build, it is going to the big infrastructure.
$4 each way?
Yeah, but you're
right. But how much time are you saving? I mean, at that point, really, that's what it comes down to. When you pay,
I guess
to go
you got
to
put a price on your
when
time,
you pay to go on a toll road or on a bypass.
My mind is racing now, thinking of retail items that have like incredible markup, and you could probably groceries too.
Hold on, everything, please. The sweatshirt that I have, real nice sweatshirt. My girlfriend got it for me for my birthday.
Right.
Pro Football Hall of Fame, Canton, Ohio. I bet you probably paid $60 for this thing.
Sure. Probably.
Very seriously, it probably cost $3.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about the mass produced, and they're all made out of the country.
Fine. Yeah. Right. And they ship them in.
And you pay the person that makes it 50 cents. Right. So it costs the company $2.50.
But I have a question for you, Don Geronimo.
Yes, boy.
If we're talking about what is the biggest ripoff, what in the world do you think is the best value? What's the best value?
I'll tell you right now, Mike.
Good question.
You're listening to it.
You are.
It's true.
This is the best entertainment value in the world.
What are you
right
paying for this? What are you paying? Mm-hmm. That's what I say every time we do a bad show. What are you paying for it?
Right.
You said that, I remember, 2 years ago you said that.
And might say to yourself, well, over-the-air television is free, too. Well, wait a second. You get in, you buy a car, all cars come with radios.
That's right.
And it's instant free entertainment.
Right. And they're changing TV next year so that you got to buy the new digital stuff. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, your old TVs ain't going
to
work.
I hate bringing this up again.
Why?
Because I don't want to, and you'll know why. But I have to ask you because the question was asked.
Yes?
My mom-o.
Okay.
She is freaked out because friends of hers have told her
about
that
analog.
She's going to have to get all new televisions.
She doesn't have to.
No,
she
you
doesn't
don't.
Have to.
As long as you have like a receiver. That's digital. Like either, if she's on the dish,
okay.
Or
she'll
a cable
be fine.
Box.
All right. All right. So her cable she can get.
She's good.
All right.
Adapter box.
Because I didn't have an answer the other night. And I know I freaked her out when I didn't tell her.
No, it's a pretty big ripoff.
What's that?
DVDs.
Oh, yeah. That's huge. And CDs.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, especially I bought 3 high def DVDs. That's just a rape right there.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing with the writers going on strike, saying that, that we make 1 cent off the Twitch. We got a break. We'll be right
I
back.
Agree.
This is the Don and Mike Show.